Annie Dugan is an art instructor at St. Scholastica, and she's our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning. She joins us by phone. Hi there, Anne. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing just fabulous. Thanks, Chris. We have a great week in art, as always, because we live in the Northland, and we are blessed with amazing artists. And July 14th, this is a really exciting event at Kirsten Owney Textiles. This is a fashion show. There'll be one at 4 and one at 5 o'clock. It's recommended that you make reservations, but you can certainly go as well. And the fashion on view will be textiles and clothing that's made from Kirsten's fabric. So she is a printmaker, a painter, a fashion designer, and she has these incredible grasp of color and pattern, and just the joy in her fabric is palpable. These outfits have been, the fabric has been made into tunics, into shorts, into business suits. And Candace Lacoste, who is also in that Lincoln Park neighborhood and runs Hemlock Leather Goods, is made shoes to pair with each and every outfit. And then Hattie Peterson, also in the neighborhood of Temple Hearts Design, has designed earrings for each outfit. So each ensemble has pieces from these incredible makers and artists in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. So I really think there's a wonderful article on Selective Focus that Ann Clefstead does, delving a little bit more into Kirsten's history and her connection with color and pattern and how she found herself in this particular spot. So for folks who are wanting to read a little bit more before the fashion show on July 14th, definitely check out that Selective Focus article on Perfect Aloof Days blog. And I'll send you a copy of that as well, Chris, so you can pop it up on the website. But I think that we're understanding, certainly in the last 5 years, there's been an understanding that fashion is a visual art, and it's a visual art that we see every day. The MoMA had a huge exhibition that was really celebrated a couple years ago called Is Fashion Modern? And looked at the role of fashion in the visual culture. And, you know, for so long, fashion was sort of separated because it was seen as something that was more on the realm of female artists, or it was a woman's world. And there's been a acceptance and an understanding that it's very much a part of our visual culture and something that we should think about when we think about how we see the world and how what we wear and what people design can have a reflection to the rest of the world as well. And then I got my mailing. I always look forward to my periodic mailing from Springboard for the Arts. Springboard for the Arts is an organization that connects with, I don't know their mission statement offhand, but they are based in Minnesota. They have offices both in rural environments as well as the Twin Cities. And they really connect artists across the board, artists sort of at every stage of their career, working in every medium, with tools to help them succeed. They are looking to support all of our amazing creatives in this state. And they have a ton of upcoming events and programs that folks should be aware about. Starting July 13th, they have a new series starting, their Work of Art series. I've talked about this before, but I think it's important to think about it now because the first one in a series of, I believe there's 10, starts this week. It starts with talking about promotions. There's a session on promotions. The following week is pricing, then record keeping, legal considerations, funding, grant writing, business plan essentials, engaging customers, sort of all of those things that you put at the bottom of your list after you're done creating work, but really should be maybe on the medium part of your list when you're thinking about creating. These are essential business skills for artists. And that starts through Zoom this week. There's also a couple other programs that I want to mention. One is called, it's sort of in line with those business skills for artists, and that's called Art Train. And there has been, this is a program that they're doing in partnership with the Center for Performance and Civic Practice. And the website is art-train.org. And it offers really significant relief and recovery dollars, connection to those funding sources through the American Rescue Plan. And thinking about the role of art in these sort of cross-sector, equity-centered, locally rooted, culture-based collaborations. And so how can you as an artist be a part of that American recovery? And it is free training for artists to help them figure out how to align themselves with municipal agencies, community nonprofits, to do this really important work. And then the other one is called Ready Go Art, readygoart.com, and it connects neighborhoods, nonprofits, businesses to these artist-created mobile tools. So now that we're sort of, some of us are out and about and enjoying seeing people again, art can play a really great part in how we spark that community connections and community fun. And right now, most of the Ready Go Art is based in the Twin Cities. So this is sort of a challenge for artists of greater Minnesota and specifically in our region to think about how they might be able to do some of these projects or create our own projects that can be part of this network. Because I think it's a wonderful opportunity that can pay artists. It can spark fun for all of our, night out events that maybe neighborhoods and communities are looking forward to this summer. Let's put art right at the center of that. And that's our week in art. Chris, it's a great one as always.
Thank you so much, Annie. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Annie Dugan, an art instructor at St. Scholastica, and she's our host for Where's Art? Every Monday morning right here on 103.3 KUMD.